For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Columbia School Board voted unanimously yesterday to let its contract with Special Education Services Incorporated expire. The Columbia Missourian reports that this means the district will be responsible for providing educational programming for the approximately 30 students receiving services through the program. The students receiving these services are those with intense special needs. The contract is slated to end July 31st. A group of Missouri mayors is asking Governor Mike Parson to call lawmakers back to work to ensure that the state collects online sales taxes. The Kansas City Star reported yesterday that the mayors are asking Parson to call a special session on the issue. The mayors want the state to require out-of-state online retailers to collect Missouri sales taxes. Lawmakers failed to pass an online sales tax bill before their session ended earlier this month. A judge has blocked St. Louis's top prosecutor from paying potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills to five outside law firms representing her. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Circuit Judge Joan Moriarty granted a preliminary injunction sought by St. Louis resident Charles Lane on Wednesday. Moriarty wrote that Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office did not comply with state law when entering into the contracts, and that there was not enough public money set aside to pay the contracts at the time they were signed. Washington University researchers are leading an international study to test whether the drug chloroquine can prevent coronavirus infection. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, the clinical trial will involve 30,000 healthcare workers worldwide.
Chloroquine has been used to prevent malaria since the 1940s, but scientists plan to test whether the drug might also prevent coronavirus infection. WashU anesthesiology professor and study leader Michael Avedan says the urgency of the outbreak has accelerated the research process.
Usually when we think about creating drugs, it's a process that takes years from discovery to getting it to the patient's bedside. In this instance, we need to go from discovery to implementation within weeks to months.
He says there's evidence suggesting chloroquine may block the virus from entering human cells and reduce inflammation. But he points out the only way to know for sure if chloroquine prevents coronavirus infection is to conduct rigorous testing. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Governor Mike Parson says a plan to increase coronavirus testing will focus on nursing homes, prisons, and widespread testing for anyone who wants it in certain counties. Parson said yesterday he wants 7,500 tests per day, including 1,850 at nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. Parson says increased testing also includes what's called community sampling, which means anyone in a county can get tested, regardless of whether they're at high risk or are symptomatic. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.